Amid a surge in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Washoe County, Renown has set up two additional facilities in downtown Reno. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck visited the sites and explains how health providers will provide care there.
Normally, at the entrance of where people typically enter the emergency room at Renown in downtown Reno, there will be an alternative care site to help screen patients for COVID-19.
So it'll be 10 patient care, I want to call them beds. They're going to be recliners with bedside table, kind of separated by curtains to have some privacy.
That was Eric Swanson, an ER clinical nurse supervisor at Renown. He's giving a tour of the, for now, MD-10 outside the emergency department. It's still under construction and is one of the additional sites set up to accommodate the spike of COVID-19 cases. Its purpose, screening patients for COVID-19 upon arrival, with the goal of limiting exposure to other hospital patients and healthcare workers. The alternate care site had been up and running earlier in the pandemic, but was eventually taken down as the need diminished at the start of June. Swanson says medical staff will once again be able to screen patients to determine the care they need. In Washoe County, people with the highest COVID-19 rates are those between 20 and 29, followed by those between 30 and 39. But Swanson said those cases aren't always severe.
The majority, we see lots of people that, 20 and 30-year-olds that are coming in with fevers and cough and need to get screened and need medical assistance, but they don't necessarily need all the comforts and resources we have in the main part of the ED.
But Swanson says he's also been treating people with more severe cases of COVID-19, and it's tough for him to hear that some people aren't taking the pandemic seriously. For example, that COVID-19 is a hoax or it's not that big of a deal.
I can tell you firsthand, we see these people all day. I think it's disheartening when that message gets out into the community, because us here in the hospital and healthcare in general, we see it. We know it's real. We see people that are otherwise healthy that are ending up in intensive care units.
As Renown is seeing more patients hospitalized for COVID-19, officials are looking to increase capacity. The second makeshift facility is adjacent to this COVID-19 screening tent and is Renown's parking garage. Now it's been transformed into an emergency care site. On one floor of the parking garage, hospital beds covered in plastic are lined in parking spots, along with other medical necessities like rows of oxygen tanks and shelves of PPE. There are also reminders that this makeshift care site is a parking garage, like the big purple letter on the wall to indicate where people would have parked. This particular level has enough beds for about 700 patients, and there is another floor that can accommodate about the same. That's according to Dr. Paul Suzinski, the chief medical officer for the acute care division.
This space was designed primarily for COVID patients or recovered COVID patients.
The parking garage care site was set up in early April in the event hospitals became overwhelmed, but that didn't happen. But what's different now is Washoe County has been seeing record-breaking daily COVID-19 cases, and as of yesterday, about 84% of staffed hospital beds are occupied in the county. At a press conference with Governor Steve Sisolak earlier this week, the head of Renown said there could be a need to treat patients in the parking garage within a week if COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. Suzinski says the need for these additional hospital beds depends on how COVID-19 infections continue in the community.
If we're at a point where we're considering whether we need to activate the site, it's because we're seeing a significant surge in positive cases as well as hospitalizations. And what we're doing is asking the public to assist us in tamping down that curve.
The governor recently implemented Stay at Home 2.0 and implored Nevadans to only leave the house for essential needs for 2 weeks. But he's reluctant to implement any shutdowns for now, and instead is asking individuals and businesses to be more vigilant. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member for Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.